happened to my box, dude?
It's there. It's a box. Your crate.
It's a cargo crate. Thank you.
Well, okay, I can't figure out what this is that I'm drinking.
Is
it
any good?
You said it. I know there's rum in it.
Is it good? It's me taking a stab at a changing a classic.
It's a little
recipe.
Weird. Is this one of those vinegar drinks?
No.
It's got a weird fruit flavor.
Yeah, it should be a little weird. If you don't like it, we'll toss it.
No, I'm going to drink it.
But is it bad?
It's not bad.
It's just not good.
It's just weird. It's unusual. It's not okay. It's not a flavor profile I'm familiar with.
It's definitely a weird take on a classic rum punch.
Okay, I can buy that.
So
there's like a sour kind of finish to it.
Bitters.
Okay.
Yeah, because you don't like sweet.
Yeah.
So I was looking at a classic rum punch.
You took something sweet and then
made it bitter. I bittered the shit out of it. Well, so I didn't use like white rum. I used aged rum because I really like the aged rum. I think it kind of creates a weird profile that I find interesting. But okay. I might be the only one because I know Erica doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. So instead of straight up cranberry juice, I did cranberry apple. So there's some sweetness in that because I cut the sweetness from the rum by using aged rum because that loses some of the sugar.
Right.
And then I put in bitters to really fuck with the flavor profile. So I felt like being a little, mixology. But it's Christmassy, right?
I can buy that. It's very red. It's
super red.
It's super red.
Like
I'm trying to not make noise when I put this down here. Hey, let me move your box.
All right. Well, we'll get to it. You can put it on over here if you want.
It's in the way of my drink. Can't have that.
Hold my box while I drink your girlfriend. That got away from me.
What?
You ever seen that T-shirt? Or heard that like Dick saying, "Hold my beer while I kiss your girlfriend"?
I am somewhat familiar with it. It's not something I've ever said or had said to me.
Not unlike
there's a ring of familiarity to it. Like I've probably seen it before.
Right. There's also the joke on Facebook after the election. It was Brexit. It was America and the U.S. talking, and it was way to go on Brexit, dude, or something like that. And then no, it was someone else said, "Hey, England, way to go on Brexit." And then the U.S. goes, "Hold my beer."
So this is going to be our last released podcast for 2016, I think.
So it comes out. Technically, no.
No, we're gonna squeeze one more in.
Technically, we get one in on New Year's Eve if we want, or we can totally fucking phone it in because I wasn't gonna do this one because I was traveling for like 8 days and it just happened to fall with the cargo crate coming.
Yeah, you've been kind of a mess recently.
I don't think so. I've just been
busy. You were exhausted last night.
Well, a mess denotes that I am like incapable of living my life. I have been quite capable, just fucking exhausted by it.
Yeah, you looked exhausted and a little frazzled last night.
Yeah, I'm
a little
I'm
rough
better.
Around the edges.
I'm better today. I taught all day today.
You sound better.
Yeah, my voice is.
You got
back.
Some sleep.
A lot of sleep. We went to bed pretty soon after you guys left at like 9:30. So.
Well, good for you. Here's to sleep.
Here's to sleep. The secret to youth and health and happiness. Hi, we are Buddies in Space. You are
S. Michael Smith. You are
M. Michael Carassi.
And you've been traveling. You've been a traveling man.
I've been motherfucking
busy.
Been
on the fucking road.
And I will continue to be on the road.
It
sucks.
I know it. It sounds cool for people who like don't
have children, have a life.
Well.
Like to be at home only.
Who don't travel.
Right.
For as part of their job. And
well, I don't normally. And it still sucks.
Yeah.
Like part of me should be like, I feel like I should enjoy this because I don't do it much. And it's like, no, I really, really do not like traveling for work. Like just fucking hate it.
Well, that's too bad. I mean, for a change, I thought it might not be too bad, but it's been grueling for you from what I've heard.
Yes. So the first part of the trip, so I was in Orlando for 8 days, and it was a work trip that was really only going to be about Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So it was a work trip for like 5.5 days.
Right.
But we extended it to do Disney. And that was great.
So
I had a great time.
You brought the fam down with
you. Brought the fam down. We stayed at what was actually a surprisingly nice, kind of even more out of the way than normal, like condo resort.
Mm-hmm.
So for like $80 a night, something ridiculous. We had a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom, full kitchen, kind of reminded me of a shabbier version of the Juniper Hills or whatever place that was.
Junipine Resort.
Junipine Resort.
Sedona, Arizona.
I mean, this was Florida, so it's obviously not going to be that nice. We didn't have a hot tub, but it was... Wow. Oh, I had a spa tub. Simon took a bath in it and thought it was the greatest thing ever. except he wanted to kept sticking his fingers in the jets.
We're like, well, who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah, but I were like, they've never been clean. Don't do that. It's disgusting. So that worked out well. We just wanted a place to hang our hats. So we didn't go anywhere fancy because we were staying at a very fancy place for work.
Mm-hmm. At the Gaylord.
At the Gaylord Orlando Resort.
Yes.
And spa.
Yes, which I was sort of familiar with because I'd been to the what I think was the original Gaylord Resort in Nashville.
I think you're right. Started. I know there is one.
Because you showed me the pictures of the one in Orlando. I'm like, I've seen this.
Yeah, that's weird.
I've seen these structures and this canopy and all the stuff. Yeah, that was all from the Nashville one.
I mean, the Spanish Fort thing made more sense. The Spanish Fort may not.
I don't know that they had that in the Nashville.
But it's funny because that makes more sense for a Texas-based one than a Florida one. But the Everglades wing and the sailboat wing, because there were wings that were weirdly themed.
Texas-based.
Oh, wait, no. There's one in Texas.
Is there also one in Texas?
That's the one I knew about, not Nashville. You're okay. Right, yeah. Because that's in... Nashville's in Wisconsin, obviously. So.
Obviously. Durr.
This drink grows on you. It's a little weird.
So, yeah, I actually went to that. I lived in Nashville for a while.
We've talked about this.
Have we talked? We probably have. And I grew up around, not in Tennessee, but I grew up in Arkansas.
You were in its orbit?
I was in the orbit. So the point of this is that there used to be a really famous theme park in Nashville called Opryland.
Mm, yes.
And
was it related to Dolly Parton?
No, Dollywood is something else. Dollywood was the only place that burned the fuck down just recently.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Which was pretty bad. The Dollywood and whatever the other place near Dollywood got all burned
to cinders.
Yeah, and people died, and I think that actually turned out to be arson.
Oh shit.
Whether it was like arson, like they were trying to burn down Dollywood, or arson, like they started a fire someplace and then it just got out of control.
Yeah.
Cause probably more the latter.
Yeah. Probably, meth addicts.
Yeah. Who knows? But anyway, when I was growing up and I was a kid, the Opryland theme park was there and it was like this weird, kind of music theme.
I assume by the name. Theme park.
So there were sections of it. Like there was like a country music section. There's a rock and roll section.
So instead of the Tilt-A-Whirl, was it like the Sing-A-Whirl?
Yeah, they did that. They took like the rides that you would... Oh, I know what this ride is.
Right.
But they renamed it something music-y oriented. There was like a 50s sort of section. But yeah, it was like all the same crappy rides, but just like with different themes.
Sure. It's not the Gravitron, it's the... I'll work on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't remember what the hell it was like a barrel. It was like some sort of moonshine barrel that people were inside.
Okay, so they grab. Yep, that makes sense.
You're talking about the one where like you get
pressed up against the wall.
Pressed up against the wall. Yeah, yeah. I think it was like a barrel of moonshine theme. I think. But yeah, I didn't go on that.
That is classy. Oh yeah, that is a.
Because I was young. I was.
That's a vomit comment. I mean, even when I was young, that was like, ooh, that's rough.
Yeah, and they had. A couple of roller coasters. They had like the easy roller coaster. Well, not like easy, but just, beginner? Not too terrifying roller coaster. And then they had the Wabash Cannonball.
Wow.
Which was the serious roller coaster.
That sounds serious.
Yeah, it was. And this was like in the 70s. And it had two loops in it, which was what it was kind of famous for.
Okay.
But they were like, you see the pictures of the actual roller coaster and they're like, it goes upside down a couple times.
So it's the loop, right? It's the corkscrew. It's more of like corkscrew. It's a corkscrew, yeah.
But when you like see like drawings of it, it's like these big, like loops.
Massive 360.
Yeah. But it doesn't really do that. It just kind of corkscrews a couple times.
Did I ever tell you about the time I went on Superman with my family, my brothers?
Oh, the Superman. Is that the one where you're like Lake? Hanging?
No, that was the better Superman. This was the Superman at Darien Lake.
Okay.
Which was just a 100-foot drop, and then just a lot of shit that went really fast. But I'll never forget. You climb, like up straight up 100 feet. And then you have that moment that roller coasters have where, you know, you get to see what you're about to get into before you drop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my bro, I was in college, I think I was a senior. So my brothers were young. They were, as I was 22, so they were like early teens.
Okay.
So I never forget.
Certainly old enough to be on any roller coaster.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But they had never been on a roller coaster like that, I don't think. So I'll never forget. I looked at...
Were you in the front?
I was in the commercial because we did it 13 times for a commercial. So I had free passes. That's why we went, because of this commercial. But yeah, I looked at my brother, Chris, my middle brother, and his face is a poor kid.
So you'd been on this before.
I had mastered. I rode it with a roller coaster expert named Paul Rubin. Not Paul Rubens.
Okay.
Well, we were excited when we thought that too.
So you've been on this. You know exactly what to expect.
We were in a so we were in a documentary that they also used for commercial footage. And we sat right behind the front row. So he handpicked some girl, went to Geneseo, who also worked at the park, to be his, like, you know, show model for the camera. Which they just fucking duct taped to the front of the roller coaster, which in retrospect, really not safe. But he taught us. So we were listening to him and it was awesome. So he's like, you know, yes, was, of course, he was British too. But he's like, well, you have to understand that there are certain moments that you can create the effect of zero gravity even if it isn't in the ride. And so he was teaching us how to put your arms forward like Superman. And if you lean forward at the exact right moment, even though the ride like might have very limited zero gravity, you could force it to give you more and float in your seat.
Just by moving a little bit?
You just had to like float. You had to lift your elbows and sit. He was actually an expert on roller coasters. He was hosting the documentary, but it was really cool. Anyway, the whole point of the story is we're at the top of this 100-foot drop.
You know what's going on. You've been on this.
I'm an old hand at this, right?
You're but like, I look
at
my brother Chris. I'm just looking around to see what the other guys are doing.
I'm checking into my brothers. My youngest brother's like, you know, younger, and he's just like, yeah, let's do it. I look at poor Chris, my middle brother, and his face is not only white as a sheet, which I never understood until I saw it. That was the first time I had seen that and understood the saying. But also, he had a look of just abject horror on his face. Like, he was, like, slack-jawed. Like, his eyes were starting to tear just from knowing what was about to happen. I felt so bad for him. I guess he didn't know what he was getting into. So, sorry. Whenever I think of scary roller coasters, that face that he made, which was right out of, like, The Grudge. Like, it was that kind of face. I was like, whoa. Anyway, sorry, go
like,
on.
Like he'd been one of Samura's victims in The Ring.
Yeah.
And you just found him in the closet like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like slowly tilting his head forward. Anyway, so the Wabash Cannonball.
Wabash Cannonball. Like the song. There's a famous song.
Is there? Wabash.
Yeah, there is.
I'll take your word for that.
It's a country music-y song.
That's why
I'm sure
I don't
you've
know it.
Never. Yeah. From the like friggin' 70s or something. I don't know.
Is there a heyday of country music?
A heyday?
Yeah.
I
despise
country. It's
hard
for me
to
tell because I grew up in country music land in the 70s.
Wait,
is
that like a
child?
You grew up in a theme park called country music land?
No. I was inundated with that. I was living in Arkansas, in rural Arkansas. I mean, rural Arkansas. And it was just everywhere. Everybody knew country music. It was on everyone's radio.
But was it like corny?
We watched fucking Hee Haw whenever it was on. Wow.
I like bluegrass. I can get behind bluegrass. Like the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack actually opened my eyes like country music that I can stand. But like the shit that was on the radio, the achy breaky honky tonk shit, like
okay, that's
made
that's
me want
more
to pull
recent.
My ears off.
Yeah, that's more of a recent thing.
That's why I'm asking. Is there a time where like purists would be like, well, in 1976, that was the single best year for country music ever? Like, is there that kind of thing?
I don't know. It seems. I mean, because I didn't really care for it all that much. Mm-hmm. And once we were out of there, like from the 80s, 1980 on, I didn't give a shit. I avoided it whenever I could. But I would think like the Merle Haggards and the Chet Atkinses and the,
I've heard those names, but what is that time period? 70s?
It's more, I think so.
Okay.
And of course, Johnny Cash. I mean, he was
if
like
country
Johnny
music
Cash.
Was like Johnny Cash, then I would love country music.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's not, I don't, I feel like that's not accurate to say. But
yeah.
I'm sure country music
was.
Has all
there
its
were,
shades.
Was it a time when it was more Johnny Cash like?
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, that's good to know.
So, yeah. And where we lived in Arkansas wasn't terribly far. It was probably a good, like, 3 to 4 hour drive to get to Nashville, which was where the Opryland was. So I think I went there like twice when I was a kid. And I had some pretty good memories of it. And when I was older, when I got out of college, I moved to Nashville and lived there for a few years. And Opryland was still there at that time. And
oh, it's closed now?
Well, I'll get to that.
Oh, all right.
And I ended up, you know, you're an adult, you know, you go on a couple of dates and go to Opryland for the hell of it. And it's fun. It's a good time. It was a good time.
So, it's like Coney Island.
So I went there when I was a kid. I went there when I was older.
Okay.
I liked it. It was fun. I liked the water stuff. I like the log rides. It's like kind of a wussy roller coaster, but there's splashing involved. So somehow that kind of makes up for it.
Yeah, you can get your dates. You can get your date wet.
There you go.
If they're in a white shirt. Score.
Yeah, and of course you go there in the summer, right? And it's like sweltering out because you're in the middle of Tennessee. So yeah, that's getting wet on a ride is a big plus. And then they had the Wild Canyon Bear, whatever, raft, whatever. I forget what it was called.
Okay.
Wild River Rafting, whatever. The big giant circular raft. The same kind that, like, killed people recently. I forget where that was.
No.
I think it was in another country, but I'm not sure. But, people got killed by one of those.
Like, it flipped over and capsized or something?
Yeah, it was, like, really... I have, like, horrible nightmare-ish things about stuff like this happening before I heard about this happening.
Oh man, that doesn't help.
I know it doesn't. It's like you hear about this and it's like it's as bad as you could possibly imagine.
I almost drowned my mom that way.
Oh my God.
I was really young. She was pregnant with my middle brother, so I was about 7. We were playing in a like somebody's pool. I don't even know who the person was. And they had a big raft and my mom was like ducking under and like grabbing my feet to be funny. So you know, I was giggling. I was like, ah, ha, ha. So I was like kind of using the raft to like push her away because I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And it like was one of those weird flukes where like she tried to surface and I happened to put the raft above her. So she like couldn't get up because, you know, those things are really heavy when the water is suctioned to them.
Right, right. If you push up in the middle,
you can't.
You have to get the edge up in order to get out.
Well, so she was like tried to move, but I just happened to move. I didn't know where she was, so I just moved the raft. So I kept... Like keeping her submerged. You were
really trying to kill your mom.
I had no idea I was doing it, but then I started to get scared and kept moving it. Like, where'd she go? And it was just making it worse. And she finally like got away from me and surfaced. But so I, yeah. So I understand what you mean by like. It gives me right now. I'm getting a little bit of agita just thinking about that.
Okay, so I'll tell you what this. This wasn't Opryland. This is very recent. It was. I think it was another country, but go fact check it on Google for yourself. So you've seen these rides. The river things, it's like this the giant raft that like seats maybe 10 people or so.
Like all circular.
Yeah. So they're riding this thing. They're coming up. They're done with the ride. They get through.
Okay.
And there's this conveyor belt thing.
Ooh, this is nuts.
I know. It's already, you're already tensing up. So, and this is, I think they all have something similar to this where there's like a conveyor system that pulls the raft out of the water,
right?
So that people can get up to the, you know, the place where you step out of it,
right?
And that's what's going on here, except that there's an empty raft ahead of them,
okay,
that is stuck. It is jammed on the conveyor.
Ooh.
So what happens is their raft keeps moving forward,
right,
on the conveyor. It jams up against the stuck one, and then it goes up on top of it.
Okay, still moving.
It keeps, and you can't see what I'm doing with my hands, but it's the lip of it is above the one that's stuck.
Okay, so it's pretty high up in the air.
It's high up in the air, and the conveyor is still going, so it's pushing the back of it closer and closer to the one that's stuck.
Right.
And it's getting tilted more and more closer to 90 degrees.
With the people hanging. With
the people still in it.
Like, on the outside of it.
Yeah, on the inside. Well, okay, they're inside. You know,
but I mean, but like, it's riding along, the bottom of the raft is riding up the other
raft. The bottom of the raft.
Okay.
The people are about to, it does end up flipping back,
uh-huh,
on, you know, flipping upside down with people in it.
Right.
on a conveyor belt, and it's just like horrific.
Oh my God.
They were, the people that were in it were able to get like their kids out.
Oh wow.
But like the parents of the kids get didn't killed make it. With this. And Jesus. Like in the most awful way you can imagine.
Like just road rashed to death.
And we'll have a drink now.
Yeah. Reaching for the alcohol.
So yeah.
So how did Opryland close?
I guess they just weren't making enough money. I was there from when I was living there. It was like in the 90s, so it closed sometime in the mid 90s, and it was owned by, I guess, somebody Gaylord. And there was already the Opryland Hotel
right
on the property.
Mm-hmm.
So they expanded that, and they tore down the amusement park parts. Oh, wow. Of it.
They really expanded it.
Well, they also put in like a giant shopping mall.
Okay.
So it was still like kind of a destination spot,
but not the same.
But the Gaylord Resort expanded. It was huge, amazing. And anybody who wanted to do a trade show, that was one of your best places to go for it.
That's what we did.
Excuse me. So, yeah. And I think the last time I was there, I went to the shopping mall, and I could still see, you know, some of the ruins of some of the rides.
They left the foundations there.
They did. They hadn't like filled it in or anything.
Huh.
And that honestly is just so creepy to me.
Mm.
Like abandoned amusement parks.
Yes. And it's like that famous Chernobyl Ferris wheel.
Yeah,
that always creeps the shit out of me.
Why is that though? Why is that so creepy? And there are some websites out there you can go and like look at just pictures of abandoned.
I've been on all of those websites.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
And what is that? I mean, it's they just creep the fuck out of me.
Urban decay, true urban decay. And you know what I think it is? I've thought a lot about this. So I think that the fascination and horror of seeing modern structures decayed and like abandoned, I think in general, I'm getting to amusement parks.
Okay.
But I think that in general, kind of like, I think it makes people feel really uneasy because it's like, look at this monument of technology we've built. Oh, in 2 years, it's overrun. And,
yeah.
And then you take something that is a place of fun and innocence, like an amusement park, and then it's really creepy because it's like, that's urban decay, but it's like decaying innocence. You know what I mean?
It's not even, I don't think it's that for me. I think it's like the mechanicals are they get exposed.
I mean, I can understand like mechanical animals and stuff, but
I guess that's part of it. It's like the happy facade of an amusement park,
right? It's just the like the innocence facade of it is.
It's not just that it's decayed. It's like you start to see behind it as it falls apart.
Okay.
And like looking at one of the things I saw when I was at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be my amusement park,
mm-hmm.
was that Rapids ride.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I mean, there was no water in it,
right.
obviously.
Right.
And you could just see like where like structures were. And I don't know, that really gets me and makes me very uncomfortable.
Okay, I get it.
I guess it's because I've always had like this kind of fear of like Silent what's Hill. Under the water at in amusement park rides, huh. like the water rides.
That's weirdly specific. Okay.
You know, because...
No, I mean, I don't share that, but okay.
Because you know there's stuff. There's like stuff under there.
Well, Eric and I were just talking about the tunnels under Disney World tonight.
Like maintenance tunnels?
The dead body tunnels.
Okay, what...
So there's no, this is a legit thing. Like she was just talking to someone whose son is studying security at Disney for this.
All right. This is not something I've heard of.
Yeah.
Dead body tunnels.
So I'm saying that jokingly. They're security tunnels. They're employee tunnels to ferry, you know, people around. But
or dead bodies.
Well, think about it. So Disney parks are very large.
Yeah.
They're in hot climates.
Yeah.
People die in Disney often. Old people. I mean, no, just think about the amount of foot traffic. I mean, statistically speaking, people are going to die. Not like every 5 minutes, but people are going to die. But you never see or hear about dead bodies in Disney because they have tons of plain clothes like security staff. That's what we were talking about tonight. And they have all these entrances to tunnels. And so if you die, they'll like get you on a gurney and get you into the tunnel really quick. So the kids aren't traumatized by seeing, you know, someone's grandpa like dead body going by them.
I would also think if you get really ill and need to be taken out quickly, the tunnel is probably the fastest way to get you.
Yeah, and to an that's how the staff members so, pop up. You know, out
a tunnel of
too.
Life, not just a tunnel of death.
Come on, man. Dead body tunnel sounds way better than tunnel of life. What is that, a birth canal? Come on.
I think this is a glass half full, half empty thing.
No, don't become a PR person, Spike. That's what I'm telling you. Speaking of PR.
Wait, can we talk about Disney a little bit more?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Have we talked about this on the show? The movie that they made?
Yes, you did.
Okay, we did. We covered that.
Escape from Tomorrowland?
I think so.
Yeah, with the DSLRs and everything.
All right, so we talked about that on the show.
Yeah.
All right, so just throw back to that, and I'll let it go. They made a movie. They filmed it on premise.
Guerrilla style.
Guerrilla style in the lines of Disney rides on the premise. It's a neat movie. Not the best movie, but very interesting, just for how it's made. So
Disney never did anything about it, right? They just ignored it.
And it was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. Because if they tried to fight it, then that would have been gotten a lot more pop, a lot more
attention. Yeah,
been a lot more popular. But they were just like,
probably would have helped them if they had fought.
Like, please don't do that again.
Shame.
All right, so we got a box. Gotta say, your knife goes really well
with the box,
with the gray box.
Yeah, well, it's
like a perfect match.
It's like a gunmetal blends right in. Kershaw blade, and then it's like kapow.
Your knife would be a good addition to the box, I think.
That would make that box significantly more valuable. It's a good knife. As you recall, in our horrible opening the box stuff, that my knife was so bad and so dull.
Is this the same knife?
No, okay. Fuck no. This is new, man. Feel that blade. It's a Kershaw blade.
All right.
Kershaw's
this
legit.
It's not that sharp.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
You
were like, running it along the tip of your nail. Yeah. Like it's...
Yeah, you do that. And if you feel more drag, it's more sharp. There's not much drag on
I feel
on
a
that.
Lot of drag on this.
Nah,
I think you have weird nails.
All right, now your thumb's bleeding, okay?
That's, oh, my thumb's off.
You proved your point.
My thumb is gone. So you can't see this, but I have, in my office, I did some changes recently. Not only did I add the bank of computer screens, like... the Batcave, but I also bought a actually very nice, expensive shadow box.
Yeah. Oh, that's what... Okay, that's a shadow box.
Yes. Or
I've heard the term, but I never really knew or cared about what that was.
Yeah, I mean, it's like... I hear that and I think like old ladies and porcelain dolls.
I do, and they would go perfectly in that.
And that's kind of... Yeah, I mean, exactly. So it's a cherry wood... You know, handmade shelving box.
With a mirror in the back.
With a mirrored back and glass shelving that you can kind of reconfigure as needed. Actually, no, you can't. You can only take them in or out. And
Did
I bought
go
it.
Go up and down?
No. Oh. It's a handmade wooden, like there's no pegs. Okay. Yeah, if you look, there's actually dedicated slots. You can't.
Right. I see. Yep.
So I bought this because Erica had got me, I think I've mentioned this before. For my birthday, I saw that the Firefly cargo crate, the bi-monthly cargo crate had been released from Loot Crate. And they had these really nice QMX mini masters of the characters from the show.
Okay.
And that's like the kind of kitsch I wanted. So I bought myself a subscription, and then Erica got pissed because she had got me a subscription for my birthday. So I had to cancel it. It was pretty funny. It's a lot of like pleading emails with Loot Crate. I'm like, I'm in the doghouse. Please cancel my
subscription. You probably could have sold it later.
Yeah, but...
Do they do that?
No, Erica would have been mad because her gift would have been ruined. Well, it kind of was anyway. So, Mike, I did it for my wife.
Right? I'm just curious. Do these things, like, appreciate in value at all?
Probably. You can't buy these. These are only available in the cargo crate.
That's cool.
So, yeah. They're nice. They're you know, decent. I won't say lifelike, but they're pretty good.
No, they are.
I mean, they're very detailed.
I didn't think they were alive, if that's what you're saying.
Well, then they're not lifelike, are they?
But they're very nice. They seem to be very posable.
Mm-mm.
No?
Not in the least. Well made they are. Because they're posed very well.
They are posed very well.
Yeah. So if you're not familiar with Loot Crate, get out from under the rock you're under. If you're not familiar with Loot Crate, they are probably the most popular, one of the most popular subscription boxes. No, I think they are the most popular. It's geek shit, A lot of it's kitsch, cheap kitsch, but you pay a small amount of money for... It started with just a monthly box of random geekness. And it's one of those mystery boxes. We've gotten many for you guys for Christmas when we just don't know what the fuck to get you. Because you're the most annoying people to shop for. I don't have a wish list. I'm Smike. I'm a communist. Wow, you're drinking faster than I am tonight. You did like it.
I did like it.
So I had done some of the mega crates, the one-offs. So I did the Star Wars one and the Mass Effect one. Still saving the damn N7 hard sticker for my car so I can make it the new Normandy.
And you got us a
Kill la Kill themed anime box. And we got you the snack. There's like a snack
box. You got a couple snack ones for us, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. What's great is they sort of absolve you of if it sucks.
Yeah.
It's like, I found a thematically correct thing. Yeah. If they're not good at what they choose, then shame on them. But I was thinking of you.
That's legit.
Right? I mean, like, because you can get cool shit out of it. It's just,
and you can get just about anything. I mean,
this caught on like wildfire.
Yes. In anything you want, there's a crate of it.
There is. So it's actually one of the best ways to get new men's clothing, I've noticed.
What?
Because there's like Birchbox.
Okay, not for me, but that's a whole other thing.
I don't know. Maybe there's a subscription box for men who don't want to feel like they're wearing clothes. I'm telling you, I'm going to make you a belt with a bunch of upward firing fans and you can and a wireframe, and you can wear shirts and they will not touch you. So Mike, if it was anything more than the tiniest niche market on the planet, I would make a fortune. And he would look like a sumo wrestler.
I'm okay with that.
But yeah, there's like men's handpicked ties, men's handpicked clothing, men's handpicked shoes. There's all these like, it's a curated box. That's what it's called.
So somebody went out and found a deal on a whole bunch of stuff.
And exactly. And then thematically linked it.
Yeah.
And you tell them what size you are and then you're good to go.
Yeah.
Or food, pets, all sorts of shit. Loot Crate they've cornered the market on the geekdom. A lot of people try to do it, but they've just got it nailed down.
Mm-hmm.
And they do get some cool licensing. So this is my fifth box of this series. So they come every 2 months.
Your fifth Firefly box?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, well, 1, 2,
so you probably
already
know what's in it, right?
No.
What?
So I was ruining it for myself every month.
Oh my God, you don't know what's in this box?
I said, what's in the box? What's in the box? Yeah, so that's why I wanted to do this today.
I am amazed at your personal restraint.
No,
here.
I was too busy. That's all it was.
I'm trying to give you a compliment here.
Fuck that, I was too busy. I would have been, I always ruin this shit for myself, but I have not had time. I don't even know. So Mike, Loot Crate tells you who the next mini master is. I don't even know who that is yet.
Oh my gosh.
So,
should I just hand them out to you one by one, or do you want to like see the whole? What? How do you want to play this, man?
I don't know. I wasn't sure if you wanted to make fun of me as I reacted, or if you want to have first crack at it.
Give me first crack, and I'll just like take things out one at a time.
So basically,
sort of torture you here. I like this idea.
Okay, that's fine. I do not know what's in the box. So anyway, I signed up. I have I've timed this so that I'm going to get a mini master of every one of the main characters. All right. There's a lot of other stupid shit in these. Sometimes there's something cool. A lot of the times it's not. It's
all right, is it already open?
No. Sealed. I told you.
Okay. All right.
It's down here.
There you go.
All right. So.
Cut her open.
We're going to put it right in front of the microphone. That's the blade on the cardboard. Here we go. We're slicing this baby open.
Get your finger out of there.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Felt good.
It is open.
It's open. This one's from New Burbank. So if you're not familiar with the show Firefly, again, get out from under the fucking rock while you're listening to this podcast. Firefly is one of my favorite shows, and this is all Firefly-themed kitsch. Every box has one really awesome mini-master. I'm not looking. I'm looking at the microphone. Has one really detailed mini-master. The cool thing about this that made me want to do it is everything is made by QMX, who's a Hollywood replica company. So some of the stuff is actually pretty cool, and some of it's pretty lame.
Okay, I'm going to try to like start with the not as good stuff.
Yeah, save the
mini-master.
Because I'm genuinely excited right now.
All
right,
so let's see what we got here. What is this?
Oh, everyone comes with it. Oh, it's a Serenity pin. Nice. This is the logo. That's the logo for Serenity.
Okay.
The movie.
A lapel pin.
Yeah, they all come with lapel pins.
Aww.
Wait, if this is... Oh, this must be River. I bet this is River. Wait, why would they give this one? That's weird. Okay, I don't know.
Why would they give what one?
This logo. Huh. Okay. Interesting.
What's so weird about the logo?
It usually you can tell who the character is based on this. Okay. All of these are very clearly. Anyway.
All right. Well, that's interesting.
But maybe there's another pin.
Maybe. We'll see what this is.
Is that a belt buckle?
It looks like it. I think it is a belt buckle.
It's a Q-tag. Oh, it's a luggage tag. Good, because
it's a luggage tag?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to need that. You can use that right away.
I don't have any luggage tags. So
oh, my God.
I actually lost my luggage temporarily when we were traveling, so that's pretty fucking cool.
Good job, Loot Crate.
Wow, that's pretty solid.
That is actually a very heavy...
it's rubber.
Yeah. That is a serious luggage tag.
Nice. Oh, it's from Osiris, the planet Osiris. Nice.
There you go.
Okay, that will definitely make my bag easier to identify. Right. Nice.
Pretty okay. Cool.
I gotta say, so far, for the shit I don't care about, they're not doing bad.
All right. And here we go.
This is so they all come with one sticker. It's the same one that's out here.
All right, and what is that one?
This is exported from New Burbank. It's on Osiris. Mm-hmm. So there's always a planetary theme.
So
as well.
There's a travel theme in this one.
Yes.
Seems like.
Well, there always is.
Oh, okay.
Well, I see what you're saying. They always say exported from.
Okay.
But yeah, I see what you mean with the luggage thing. I'll add this to my collection of Firefly stickers.
Here we go. What, I'm not sure what that is. It looks like more stickery stuff.
Oh, it's the Cubits. This is a scorecard. So each of these comes with the Mini Master and then a Cubit. And the Cubits are random. So I have Mal, and I have Kaylee and Simon. That's why they're together, because they're a couple.
Okay. I'm not sure what any of this means, of the scorecard and the
they're
qubits.
They're random.
And...
So the qubits, you get one out of two in every box. You don't control which one you get.
Okay.
So it's letting you keep track of which ones you have, I guess.
Let's see. What is this?
Oh, no. They've ditched them entirely for the year. That's why.
I'm not sure what this is. I'm going to save that.
Okay.
All right. Here's this.
The rim is waiting. All new for $24.59.
Is that just a notepad, or is there something?
It might
in
be
that?
A calendar. I don't know. There's usually an explanation of what everything is in there. Oh yeah, there is. There's a little magazine that will tell you what everything is.
Okay, well don't look at that. Is that the magazine that tells you what everything
no.
is?
It's schematics of the Serenity.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Whoa. This is really detailed. Jesus Christ.
That is pretty cool.
And it's in Chinese too. Good. Okay, that's not bad. Dude, they've put some stupid shit in these, so far they're not doing bad. Yeah, so there's still no qubits. I was wondering about that.
Okay. Here's this.
Yeah, this I don't want to read. This will tell me what's in it.
Okay.
I'll just
don't
put
look
it
at that.
Yeah, this is the signal. You've seen Serenity, right?
Yeah.
You can't stop the signal now.
Oh, right. From the movie.
Exactly.
No, this isn't. Let's take this. Let's do this.
Oh, a shirt.
Is that a good, huh? Or a bad,
it's
huh?
It's a lot better than the Many Faces of Wash t-shirt.
Is that your... It's a small?
Yes.
You wear a small?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are you lifting me?
No, but yeah, I would think you'd be a medium guy.
Nope. No, I'm I swim in most smalls. These are nice and snug, though.
Okay.
Yeah, this is... I like the colors on this. This is the... I think it's the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the giant ship that captures them? I don't know how many times you've seen it. I've seen it three times.
I may have seen it once.
Okay.
I don't even know if I've seen it.
Yeah,
the
Big Republic ship like that captures them and then they manage to escape.
Okay, was this the first episode or was it the first aired episode?
This would be the first episode.
Okay.
Not the first aired episode.
Because I knew they screwed with the order of it.
Yeah, I actually only know it by the correct order because I only watched it on DVD and now Blu-ray. Because I then bought it. I've owned the movie like three times and the DVD twice. Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, I don't like these kind of kitschy t-shirts, but the colors are gray and black and I like that. Okay, not bad.
All right, I'm not sure what this is.
Whoa, it's a dedication plaque.
What is that?
Oh, it's a fake bullet. What? That's interesting. Wow, they actually kind of went all out for this one. Oh, it's the plaque for the ship. Wow, do you feel how heavy this thing is? Oh, it's a stand. I thought it was a bullet. That's cool. That's heavy. Shit.
All right, here's this.
Cargo labels. Oh, this is a replica from the show. Or, oh, it's just pictures. Oh, no. So these are actual adhesive recreations of the labels that are on the crates in the cargo hold.
Okay.
So, all Chinese. Can't read any of these. It's cool, though.
They're big.
Yeah, they are big.
I mean, these are like bigger than postcard size.
These are larger than 5x7s, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
All right. So are you ready? Do you think you know what it is?
No, I'm really confused because look at these pins. Mm-hmm. This one says, "Let's be bad guys." That's Jane. This one says, "Everything shiny, Captain."
That, yeah. I
mean, these are catchphrases.
Yes.
This is not a catchphrase.
Yes. Which means that.
Let me think. Book, who's left? Book, it's not Mal. Book.
Oh, can he figure it out, people? Can he figure it out?
I think it's River, but I feel like they would have saved her till second to last. I give up. What? It's Serenity. Holy shit. What? That makes sense. Okay.
It does make sense.
Shit, this means my membership's not going to be complete enough. Fuck. I didn't know that they were going to do the ship. God damn it. That doesn't... of course it's a character. Shit. I timed it so perfectly to stop. I just saying to Erica yesterday, I figured out exactly how many characters there were so I could end my subscription.
You still have to get one more.
Oh, it's going to be Mal. Motherfucker. That's cool.
So, yes, it is a replica of the ship itself.
Yeah.
Not a character.
Well, no, they always said Serenity was a character of the show.
And you were just digging right into this.
Yeah, the plastics always. That's nice. That up.
Very nice.
I did not think they would do the ship.
Nice nice painting detail on this.
Yeah, there's a lot of good detail on that.
I'm afraid to do anything. I'm just holding it with my palm.
I'm really enjoying that, so I'm just going to leave you there to do that for a while.
Ah! All right, take it easy. Calm down. Breathe. Breathe.
Oh, it's magnetic.
Is it? Whoa, that's cool.
Damn, I'm not going to put
that. Be careful there.
It's a good magnet. I don't think I'm going to put that in there. Or maybe I'll put it on top. I agonize over my placements.
This needs a special place because I like this better than any of the character ones, honestly. But then I like spaceships.
Look at that turquoise. That's cool. You're missing a lot of it by doing that, though.
All right.
Well, I could just do this.
All right. Nobody cares now. Figure this out on your own time, mister.
20 minutes later. What if I did this?
Nobody gives a shit. But it's cool. You seem pretty happy with your stuff here.
Yeah, I mean, and just by weight and metal content, I got my money's worth.
No, what is this plaque? I'm still not really clear on what that is.
It's
What's that for? You're just gonna put it? Is it the paperweight basically?
It stands up. That's what the stand is for. It kind of looked like a bullet at first, but I realized it's a stand. It's a recreation of the on the ship. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's in the cockpit. It's just stamped into the wall. It's like the dedication of the Firefly transport ship.
Oh, okay.
This is a so pretty good box. It
screws right in.
Yeah.
So you could put that on, just put it on a desk, I guess.
Yeah. I'll put it right here for now. That's really heavy.
There you go. It is. It is a solid
hunk of metal. It's a solid hunk of metal. Yeah, they've done some real misses. So they, like, at one point, and you can tell when they're phoning it in, like when they just don't know what to do. So one, they like made a recreation of a tablet, but it was just a piece of cardboard, and it had like Jane's like wanted information. It was like, guys, this didn't even fit in the box, so you bent it to get it in there.
Oh, they had to bend it. No,
that's it has not a permanent cool. crease in it.
No,
and then the Jane box is really bad because they also did this really shitty. Here, I'll go get it. This really shitty like things remembered, fucking flask. And then they did this ridiculous,
it's a flask. That's nice.
Yeah, but the screen printing comes off. Like, it was coming off. It was peeling off when I,
Oh, I see. It's all, like, scratched up.
Yeah.
I don't even want to touch it because it's going to come off.
Yeah, it's pretty... Yeah, this was a bad box.
It's too bad. The flask would be cool if it was, like, more permanently stamped on there.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's always hit or miss with these. But I always get the Mini Master. I did not count on getting Serenity. That's actually cool and very surprising. I should let myself be surprised more often.
You should.
I'm all a tingle.
You won't, but you should.
I might. I still have 4 more of these coming.
Oh, nice.
And then I have to subscribe more.
You get one more.
You can.
I'm sure if you want one more, you can arrange that.
Well, you can't do 2 more. You can either do 1, 3, or 6. That's why I was going to say. So I'd have to do 1 and then 1 and then 1. It's more it's pricier that way. That's why.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, it's not bad for that box, right? So T-shirt, lots of metal shit, mm-hmm. some interesting recreations, and then a very nice Mini Master you can't buy elsewise. It's like $35.
Yeah.
Every 2 months?
I just splurged a little bit recently.
Oh, boy.
I haven't even played it yet, but as soon as it was on sale, I pre-ordered the collector's edition of Last Guardian, the PlayStation 3 game that got delayed so long that they made it a PlayStation 4 game instead.
According to them, they delayed it because it was always too much for the PS3 hardware.
I believe that.
Did you get the PS4 Pro?
No.
Okay, so you just got a cheap PS4.
I got a cheap PS4.
The Slim.
The Slim.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I didn't want to spend an extra $150 just to have...
4K gaming and not video.
Yeah. Yeah, just to have a little bit of a better frame rate in the game.
You have the graphics card that blows out of the water anyway.
Well, yeah, but I can't play Last Guardian on it.
True. Yet. No, true.
Not, I don't think ever, right? Well...
They did eventually. You know what I might do? And maybe
I did research this.
Uh-huh.
So, The Last Guardian, it's getting kind of mixed reviews, but positive, but people are saying, yeah, there's some problems with the game.
Yeah, the AI is apparently terrible later in the game.
Yeah. But on the whole, still very, very positive about it. Like, it was a great experience.
I mean, if you've played Ico and Shadow of the Colossus, I can't imagine not playing this. Yeah, exactly.
So, the PlayStation, the original PlayStation, will play it okay, but there are a bunch of parts where you get frame rate drops.
Also, on my PS4, I'm going to play it shittier.
Yeah.
Great.
We'll both be playing it shitty.
Great. High five, bro. Shitty playthrough.
Yeah. So, if you get a PS4 Pro,
right,
and you play it at 4K setting... You'll also get shitty frame rate.
Of course.
Rate. Probably worse, actually, frame rate than regular non 4K on a regular PS4. However, the sweet spot is if you play it at 1080p on a PS4 Pro, and you will get a solid 30 frames per second.
Woo! Christ.
Which is certainly the best way to play it if you have a PlayStation 4 Pro, which is $150 more than like a bundle with a game of the PS4 Slim.
So did you get this? This didn't come bundled because you got the collector's edition. So
no,
did you get a bundle game or did you just buy the PS4 Slim?
Yeah, it came with like Uncharted, whatever.
It's good.
I haven't played it.
I love the Uncharted games. I have played all of them.
Okay. I probably will at some point.
I have the new Tomb Raider on PS4 too, if you're interested too.
Oh, cool.
It has very sexy grunting. No, that's like the joke everyone makes about it. It's just that she grunts overtly sexually at times. It's just like, it sounds really weird when you do it.
But... Is it kind of like that?
No.
No?
Not at all.
More guttural?
I don't know. Maybe some men got turned on to that. I don't know. Reminds me of my manliness.
So the Last Guardian collector's edition that I got comes with and I knew what it came with. a few stupid stickers.
Uh-huh.
A kind of small book of concept art, and most importantly, a very not huge but very good sized, I would say large for what it is, statuette. Of the creature from the game.
It's smaller than my Geralt, right?
Smaller than... I'm going over here to look at this guy.
I got different sized video game statuettes.
It's pretty similar. It's not as tall as either of these, certainly.
Well, pick that up. Is it similar in weight? Because that would be surprising.
To what, this guy? Your Witcher guy? It's not quite that heavy.
Okay.
But it's not, I mean, it's not as nearly as tall as this is.
Yeah.
But it's along those lines. I think it's probably the same sort of, the same sort of material and everything.
Is it hand-painted?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think it is. It looks like it is. I don't know. I'm sure I can tell if I look it up.
Cheap Chinese.
It is in my mind.
I'm behind that.
But yeah, for an extra, like 40 or 50 bucks, sure. Why not?
Has looks Mel cool. given you a hard time about it?
Not yet.
No. Erica does not understand the collectible statue thing. And I didn't understand it until more recently. But it's like, if there's a game, I did not get my hands on the collector's edition of Witcher. I fucked up the pre-order and failed to get it. So I bought the game, and then I bought the statue on its own.
Yeah.
And they emailed me and said, you know you're not getting the game, right? And I said, fuck you, I don't want the game. Just give me the goddamn statue.
Yeah, I'm still a little upset that I don't have a statue for No Man's Sky. Because there was a collector's edition of that. And you know, maybe someday I might be able to pick one of those up, because you know, a lot of people aren't happy with it.
It
might be out on eBay now.
I did try to buy you it.
Oh, you did?
And
Well, thank you. That was a nice thought.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're a motherfucker to shop for, so I have to get creative. But when I saw it, it looked kind of shitty, It wasn't very hard. It was easy to get either.
Yeah.
So I kind of was like, if he really wants it, he'll probably just get it himself anyway.
Yeah.
So,
maybe.
I'm glad I was going down the right rabbit hole, though.
Yeah, that was a cool thought.
There is an unsurprising lack of merchandise for that game.
Nah.
Utterly unsurprising, because no one would buy it.
The news, though, is that they did have a massive update.
Is it a good game now?
It's a different game. They've added a lot of stuff to it.
Oh.
They've added base building. You can buy a freighter now. I still haven't even gone through all the stuff that you can do now. But you can hire people to work in your base and research new things for you.
Yeah, but did they make it more interesting to explore?
I'm not sure.
All that sounds like window.
They did some tweaking to the generation so that the landscapes are more varied and interesting now.
That's good.
So they've done a lot of stuff, and they're calling this the foundation update.
I saw that. Yeah,
and I guess the spin or the thing about it and the expectation is that this is a foundation for a lot of other updates to come.
Sure.
And probably downloadable content that you may not pay for. I don't know. But they made it a much different game in some ways.
Good. Well.
So it's cool. And it's not running any better on any of my machines now.
That's utterly ridiculous. You have such a powerful gaming computer now.
But I don't. It's the...
Well, it's your processors.
It's the CPU, The CPU is the suck. But for my one... For the one that's upstairs, my media PC, which has the not as good video
graphics card... But the better processor.
But right? That's not a good processor. It's still like an i3. So I did, over the weekend, order... an i7 to put in there.
Oh my god! And your media PC?
Yeah.
Why not put it in the...
Because it's a newer motherboard in the media PC. Yeah, I'd have to get a new motherboard.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we got one with this.
You're right.
So anyway, I'm going to have a new CPU, and hopefully that'll help the game play better on one of my machines.
The i7's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I've had one of the first i7s in my computer for a couple of years now, and I've been very happy with it.
Yeah. And it wasn't that expensive. It was under $200.
No, you probably didn't get the
unlocked. I got it on eBay. I got the used one, because why not?
Oh, really? That's weird to me. Buying a used processor?
Yeah.
All right. Well, did you get some motherfucking Arctic Silver?
No.
All right. Don't use the stock gel. All right? Thermal paste. Before you leave, let me give you Arctic Silver. The silver alloys align. It's better heat transfer.
Okay.
I will bitch slap you. I've built more computers than you. I know this. I know this to be true. Arctic Silver is for you.
Am I reaching for this?
Are
we doing this?
I think so. You just did it.
Is it time?
Are we there? Are we done? It's time.
All right. Buddies in Space is a Stolen Dress Entertainment production. Buddies in Space is a member of the Stolen Dress Entertainment Podcast Network. Visit stolendress.com to check out other Stolen Dress podcasts, blogs, tweets, videos, and books.
I feel like you've been watching too much Rick and Morty. Oh, Jason texted me out of the blue the other day, and he goes, "Hey, did you ever get the TV episode that you guys filmed a year ago?" I kind of did that. I was like, "No, I'll ask that guy next time I see him, next weekend."
Oh well.
Oh well, we could just get the footage and.
Yeah, it was like it was like back when Star Wars was.
It was a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was early December.
Christmas themed.
Yeah, it was Christmas.
It'd be so appropriate now.
Right? We could literally just anytime we mention Star Wars, take out The Force Awakens and put in Rogue One, and it would still be fucking accurate. That's the great thing. There's always going to be a Star Wars movie coming out at Christmas now, so.
Yeah. I saw The Arrival. I can't talk about it.
You saw Arrival.
I saw Arrival, not. Oh my God. I did see The Arrival years ago, but we saw Arrival. And you just can't fucking talk about the movie without spoiling the whole movie. It's impossible. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna end the podcast.
I'll leave
now.
It at that. But we enjoyed it. It was good. Better than Interstellar.
No, that's fair. If that movie had just ended after the fifth act, it probably wouldn't have been so terrible.